And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. If tank tops and shorts aren't enough to keep you cool in the summer heat, then you might be in luck. Stanford researchers have engineered a new type of fabric they say can bring your body temperature down by almost 4 degrees. A less sweaty commute to work? Who wouldn't want that? But what it's made of could have you feeling a little bit uncomfortable in other ways. Here to tell us about the good and the bad of this cooling fabric is our guest. Alex Osola is a freelance science journalist and a contributor to Vocative. Alex, welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us about this this new fabric. What's it made out of exactly?
So the idea is that normal clothes, your shorts, tank tops, they can make you kind of hot when it's really hot out because they trap infrared heat. So this material, it has pores that will release that heat, plus there are other types of holes in it that will sort of wick the moisture away from your body, cooling you off.
Okay. We've got some fabrics that are kind of like that now. I mean, we can buy a golf shirt or something that will wick moisture away. How is this different than the clothes that are on the market right now?
Well, the key is in what it's made of, which is polyethylene. It's actually found in plastic wrap. But the way the researchers came about this particular material is that it's also used in batteries and it keeps them from shorting. So it's already being mass produced. They found this sort of nanoporous material. And in order to make it sort of more comfortable and better to release heat, they did a couple of things. They punched holes in it with a micro needle, so that makes it more breathable to better resemble something like cotton. And then they also doused it with this chemical called polydopamine, and that makes it more permeable to water so that it wicks away the moisture, as we discussed before. So to make it even closer to resemble fabrics that we already have on the market, there are three layers. They took the two layers of the material that they made and they put a little cotton mesh in between. The idea is that it's stronger and that it'll hold up like real clothes.
So it's plastic wrap with little tiny holes in it with a little cotton layer in between, and it's going to keep you cool. How much cooler is it going to keep you?
4 degrees, the researchers found when they tested it in the lab. But they said it could be commercialized within 3 to 5 years. So there are a lot more tests that they still have to do. There are things that they don't really know yet, like how comfortable it might be. And to be clear, it is not as see-through as plastic wrap. So you don't have to worry about that.
Well, you talk about the good thing, bad thing about this. Obviously, it would be good to stay cooler. But 4 degrees, first of all, doesn't sound like a whole lot. I mean, is 4 degrees enough to, I don't know, keep me that much cooler on a hot day?
Well, I mean, the researchers didn't really write that much about this, but in my mind, okay, if it's 85 degrees, 4 degrees is going to make a big difference. But if it's 105 with like 100% humidity, I'm not really sure that the wicking is going to do a whole lot of good. The researchers in their paper sort of touted this from the perspective of if it prevents us from turning on the AC or saves a little bit of energy, this could be a really good solution for the growing need for climate change and people in hot places.
Oh, so this is like a sort of a climate change mitigation clothing factor, right? You don't have to cool a building as much because people are wearing cooler clothes.
Exactly.
Why don't you just, wear other cooler clothes? I mean, is this really going to revolutionize anything in the garment industry? Are there other things like this maybe that are coming soon too?
Yeah, so there are some competing projects. What they're made of is a little bit different. And I think it's a lofty goal to get people to try to change their behavior. I mean, if it saves a little bit of energy, it might be worth it. But in the end, it might not stop people from needing to turn on a fan or AC.
And they're not exactly sure if this is going to be comfortable, right? It's made out of plastic wrap. And so the question is, well, I'll ask you, Alex, would you wear a shirt made out of plastic wrap?
You know, I really struggle in the summer, and if it was going to keep me cooler, then yeah, I would do it. But I can't say that it'll keep me from turning on my air conditioner necessarily.
Well, maybe we can look for this sometime soon on the shelves. Alex Osola is a freelance science journalist and a contributor to Vocative. Thanks so much for bringing us this story. I appreciate it.
Thank you.